You are listening to. First Gen Teachers Lens.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the First Gen Teacher Lens. So it's been about a month since I last recorded. Things at work have been hectic. Not sure what the future holds for my current position, but basically I want to make this episode in regards to, I know I mentioned in the past episodes, my most recent episode, I mentioned in the intro segment that I was going to post an episode about what's going on currently in my job. So I am double dipping now. I think I said that in a previous episode, in teaching English and social studies. The social studies teacher unfortunately left for a variety of reasons that are now affecting other teachers. So I just want to do a soundbite on how I'm navigating these personal issues within my workplace and how other teachers are doing that as well. And some teachers are fortunately leaving due to the toxic work environment that some schools are creating. So stay tuned for the episode, and like always, like and subscribe. Peace.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. You can find out more at teachbetter.com/podcast. Now let's get back to the episode.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the First Gen Teach Lens. So I actually did my intro segment 2 days ago, and then I rehashed the speaking segment that about toxic school culture, and I just redid it because I wanted to maintain more so a neutral outlook. Got advice from a fellow podcaster on Instagram. He's like, you know, be careful with that if you are trying to switch positions and you know, how you carry your disposition with your job. I'm not trying to point fingers at my job currently, but I see a lot of things in Instagram where it's kind of that old saying, like, you just become numb to it. So many teachers quitting, and it's like, it's mind-boggling that a lot of administrators or even the government itself is not, like, thinking this is, like, a high alert issue. It is an epidemic within the midst of a pandemic of teachers just leaving. Recently, I just saw one of my favorite TikTokers. She's a teacher, well, or was past tense, and she posted a story about how she ugly cried and she left her ID keys on the desk. And I was just like, that's the reason why we should care, right? Because quitting a job is different for teachers. We're not just quitting a job where dismantling relationships. We feel that we are letting kids down, letting parents down, letting community down, basically. And that's why it's so disheartening to see so many people quit. But people quit for a variety of reasons. One of those reasons being because of this episode, toxic school culture. And I just wanted to touch upon that because I think it's vital and important to talk about, because it is, some places are super toxic, and you've been to probably a toxic workplace or even environment. You're like, I got to get out of here. Like, there's something off-putting with being in this space, being and digesting this mindset, this mentality. But that doesn't have to be you if you are in that disposition currently. I do have tips, and I was reading a few articles about how to cope and deal with these situations. And I've been in situations where I felt like I should respond, but then in hindsight, I'm not going to respond because I'm thinking about responding with emotion. That is my first tip. Do not respond emotionally, think rationally, and think logically about the situation. And then from that, if you have to take a step back to think rationally, logically, my go-tos are go running, work out, do something that alleviates my mind off my school, because I feel if I think about it and I dwell about it too much, I'm gonna say something that's gonna put me in a negative outlight, and I don't want that at any job, and I don't want to create build upon the toxicity that is already there. So it's my best viewpoint to my best prep to negate that. Don't fight toxic school culture with more toxic, if that makes any sense. Yeah, don't fight toxic school culture with toxicity, because all that breeds is overall toxicity. And I think it's important to note that it's okay to step back from your daily deliverables. It's okay to detach apps, put away from email after contract hours, and just not respond to anything, because at the end of the day, we're contractually obligated to work during the school days. Obviously, we all know that we go beyond our means and we work above those hours. And some teachers found a way where they just got in a groove. All right, I'm done. Contract is up. I don't have anything else to do today, which is great. But there have been some environments where I saw it on Instagram, you work so you can finish the work, but then you don't have time to check the work, so you're working late at work, which makes sense. That's an equation where at some places it happens, but don't ever feel bad for saying no or just completely disconnected from the job, because we spend so many hours within our schools that it's like a second home, and it feels like sometimes you are just trapped, entwined with that in itself, that level of toxicity. If like you're all constantly working, I've learned to say no. I've learned to take my mental health days, my sick days whenever I need them, and that is one of the things that I've seen on Instagram constantly. Teachers taking back ownership of their social life. Go out, go have fun with friends. If you want to do trivia night on Tuesday, go do trivia night. Bingo on Wednesday. Do things that make you happy and make you fulfilled, because there's no reset button on life. And that's what certain situations in my school have taught me, that don't dwell on things. What's the word I'm looking for? Is not dwell, but don't be hold grudges against people for what happened in your school setting. Because again, that goes back to that toxicity comment where people are just creating their own negativity because the atmosphere in itself is negative. And one of the greatest tips that I learned, though, it's that your toxic school culture, yeah, sure, you may be there now, but it's not eternal. You can always look for other avenues to grow. And then if you're stuck in that position, which I read in the article, is make the best out of it. And that's a cliche phrase, but again, you can find ways to negate your own toxic school culture and create a culture of positivity. And that could be with n negative coworkers. If you had a coworker that was negative, or you just didn't jive with in terms of socially planning, helping the kids, right? And even themselves, the way they talk to kids was just negative. I stay away from that. And I out happy them, if that makes sense. I out my positivity is so much more advanced than their negativity that they have to be positive to me, which is it really makes me feel good. Like, hey, good morning. And like, they're not a morning person. They have to say like good morning in an upbeat way. Like it's a pattern that I've done with like teachers that I felt like, you know, well, why are you such in a bad mood? Like, we're supposed to be happy. Not everything is chaotic. We're supposed to be working with the kids, but like I outmatch toxicity or negativity with my own positivity. And that carries me through the day. I crack jokes with my coworkers. I crack jokes with the kids. I talk about the latest trends on TikTok. I do silly dances, like worst one, do the gritty, doing it now, but you can't see it because you can only hear my voice. But yeah, if I don't get a laugh in at the end of the day, then I feel sad because I'm always one to crack jokes, uplift people, because I feel if I'm happy and I'm just like making other people happy, that makes the atmosphere within itself happy, even for a moment. Like a person's smile or me just being silly, like one yesterday, it was a good day. And then we had this extra assignment that was based on parkour. And for all those people who watched The Office, right, the main boss is like yelling parkour in the episode. So then I just started doing it. Like I took a chair and then I like jumped on it and I was like, parkour. And I had my coworkers dying. They were like, where are you getting all this energy? I'm like, it's so close to spring break. I know that sooner or later I'm gonna get a break from this building and I don't have to think about it. So look forward to those little things, whether it be a break, whether it be a get together with friends. I have something coming up Thursday and I'm looking forward to it. I'm thinking about the positive things that I have for the rest of the week and then dealing with the immediate negative things. So the remainder of my rest of the day is just extremely positive. And that's what another tip that I'm focused on is if something negative happens throughout the day, don't make that affect the rest of your day. I read recently something about 10 seconds or something about intervals of 10, and they're talking about 10 seconds of a day. Don't let somebody's 10% waste your 90%. And I think that's a good mentality to have about toxic school culture, right? Don't let this negativity of this atmosphere affect other avenues of your life, home life, or girlfriend, wife, fiance, boyfriend, whoever, right? Those positive relationships should always remain positive. Obviously, you're going to have, you know, your fights and arguments. But if you bring your negative work aspect into your other social avenues of your life, you're just going to be a Debbie Downer, like, all the time. And that's not good for your mental health, for your probably your physical health. And you can exert that by doing things that are good for you. And it doesn't have to be anything physical unless you're into that. It could be something like, hey, Saturday, Sunday, I'm going to see this off-Broadway play, or I'm going to binge this movie. I'm going to go watch Batman with a couple of my friends and just get my mind off this idea or this aspect of my life, because you need a mental reset. A lot of people don't realize that teachers are human too, and I think that's important to note that we're human. Sometimes we need a mental reset in order to let our cognitive brain waves be functioning, right? Because if they're not, and then you're just focused on the negatives, solely the negatives, then that's going to be your outlook for the entire year, right? So the way I chunk it down is I look to the positive moments breaks, if I got to plan something, a vacation, going to Florida or what have you, even in if I'm staying in the same neighborhood, I can plan out different activities that I can do. But it's not eternal, right? So the school day is only so long. Don't make toxic school culture eternal for you, because it's not. You know, there's other jobs, right? Apply. And if not, you're not finding anything, find a positive moment to focus on the day. Maybe you made a kid laugh. Maybe you killed it a lesson or two for two periods. Yeah, you rocked that lesson. Like, oh, that's all I'm going to think about the rest of the day. And even though the rest of the day was bad, but I still had somewhat of a good day. Try to focus on those moments where you have a glimpse of positivity. So just to recap, right? One, toxic school culture, your job, not eternal. You can always find other placements. Just keep looking. Two, if it is affecting you, find the outlets that you can exacerbate toxic school culture, whether it be working out, going out with friends, doing something social, etc. Three, make yourself happy, like by focus on those positive moments. And four, don't let toxic school culture connect into other aspects of your life, because if not, you have a negative outlook. As always, this is a sound off episode. So shout outs to the Teach Better team, TBT team. I see people doing positive things. You can check us out on Teach Better website. And as always, like and subscribe to wherever First Gen Teacher Lens can be listened to. Peace.
Thank you for having listened to the First Gen Teacher's Lens. We'll see you here next time.